First and foremost, we researched the entirety of the island and we asked people to recommend businesses. And they can recommend any business they want, from acupuncture to financial services and everything in between, really. And we do get a real mixture of types of businesses. Once they recommend a business, we set a level for businesses to qualify into the Best Business Guide. That's based on these recommendations. So it's like a point system, basically. Each recommendation is given a number of points. The points get added together at the end of the year, and a business either reaches that points total that they require to qualify, or they don't. Once a business reaches that total, they will appear in the Best Business Guide, the book that goes to every door on the island, the website, bbg.im, and our app now, which you can download in any app store. And they'll appear in all of those without charge, basically. And then if the business wants to, they can tell customers more about who they are, what they do. And that's the service we then charge for and how we fund the operation. But ultimately, a business can never be involved unless it's first and foremost been recommended by its customers, and that's the only time we can ever approach a business.
Is there anything else similar to this around in the business sector?
I know that one of the original owners, one of them was an architect, was finding that he was getting let down by tradesmen a lot in his day-to-day work, and ultimately thought there should be a place that you can find these types of services and have good recommendations for them. And now, as you move forward in this modern day and age, there's really good places like TripAdvisor and stuff that service, say, hotels and restaurants. But there's still not many places that service different industries like accountants or tradesmen or whatever it may be. So we kind of fill that gap, really.
How is the response to the Best Business Guide? Do you get a lot of people relying on it for, like you say, anything and everything?
Yeah, we do. We've got a really good core of people that really use it for pretty much everything. And then there's a mixture of people like yourself. You know, you mentioned when I first came in that you'd known of it, but you necessarily didn't know the ethos behind it. And I think that's something we could do better as a business, in all honesty, because we've got a very, very good product and a very good ethos. And getting that message out there is something we could do better as a company.
Is it an unlimited amount of businesses that you represent, or is there a cap on it?
Yeah, there's not an unlimited amount, but what we have is, ultimately, there has to be a level that a business has to reach. And so the more recommendations we get back, I mean, we'll sort through tens of thousands of recommendations this year collated. So the more we get back, the higher the level gets raised, trying to keep a certain percentage of a business's involved, and which will mean that some miss out, and the ones that miss out, it doesn't necessarily mean they're bad businesses, it just means we haven't had the quantity of research that the others have, basically. So we'd never limit it to a certain amount of businesses, but the more recommendations get back, the harder it gets to get in.